How many times have you ever heard your parents say to you, "Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you"? I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. Well, in today's gospel, it's God's turn when he tells us, not asks us, to listen to his son. We know that all happiness depends on living in a close relationship with God, just as Adam and Eve did before the fall. But after the loss of grace through original sin, staying close to God became almost impossible. He was too bright for graceless, sin-damaged eyes to see. He was too far away for sin-weakened souls to find. But if it wasn't for Christ, who shades that brightness and crosses that distance, every human soul would live in hopeless frustration, unable to embrace the only person who can make them truly happy, our God. The symbolism of today's readings reminds us of this dilemma. In the first reading, God seals his promise of salvation by making a covenant with Abram. In making this covenant, God shows he wanted to be close to us, but in fact, he was still distant. This was symbolized by the smoking fire pot and the burning torch that God used to represent his walking through the sacrificial animals. The smoke of the pot symbolizes God's mystery. You can't see through smoke. Likewise, you can't see God clearly. The fire symbolizes his brightness, his spiritual purity. Too painful to look at directly. Hot enough to incinerate anyone who comes too close. These two symbols appear again in Jesus' transfiguration on the mountaintop. This time, the brightness shines out of Jesus himself, and the mysterious cloud then covers him. The message is clear. In Christ, the distant, mysterious God of the Old Covenant has come to walk by our side. In Christ, the age of frustration has ended. Friendship and closeness with God are once again made possible. God is no longer too bright or too distant. Jesus is now our close companion. Now, God could have overpowered us into believing in him and obeying him, but he didn't. He sent Jesus Christ instead. Let us imagine for a minute, we are climbing that mountain with Jesus, Peter, James, and John. At the top, our hearts are still beating hard from the exertion of the climb. Jesus invites us to pray. He goes off from us for a ways. We try to pray. We're tired. We get sleepy. Suddenly, a brilliant light, brighter than anything we had ever seen, wakes us up. We see Jesus shining like the sun, conversing with Moses and Elijah. We feel like we're in heaven. Then a thick, otherworldly cloud descends, and a voice from its midst calls to the apostles and to us. "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." Then the cloud disappears. We are alone again with Jesus. It must have been far more dramatic, far more beautiful, far more awe-inspiring than our meager human minds could possibly ever imagine. If merely a passing glimpse of Jesus' true splendor fills them with amazement, just imagine how easy it would have been for Jesus to win everybody to his cause if he fully unveiled his divinity. Yet he doesn't. He refuses to overpower us into obedience. He prefers to win us with his love and goodness. He wants us to be his friends and companions, not his slaves. He knows that his friendship is what we need the most. Jesus indeed is all powerful, but he wields that power gently, like a shepherd, so that we won't be scared away. So, what should our response be to this marvelous presence of God in Christ? We should do exactly what God the Father tells us. We should listen to Jesus. Today we have to ask ourselves a really hard question. Do we honestly listen to Jesus? We all hear him. We hear him speak in the scriptures, in the liturgy, in the teachings of the church. But do we really listen to him? We all know how frustrating it is when we're trying to communicate with someone who isn't a good listener. Are we good listeners to Christ? Or are we frustrating him? How can we listen better this Lent to everything that God wants to say to us? If we want to listen better, it's easy. It could be just as simple as taking some time during these weeks to read a good book about Christ. We have a whole library full of them. It could be just as simple as taking a few more minutes each day to pray, or take some time to learn how to pray better. Or maybe it's even simpler than that. Perhaps we have already been hearing Christ's voice, loud and clear, nudging us in our conscience to do something or to stop doing something. Why not stop just hearing Christ's voice and start listening to it? Through the Eucharist, Jesus comes to us to be close to us again, to bridge the distance between us and God, just as he did with Peter, James, and John on that mountaintop. My brothers and sisters, do not grow weary, especially when the path is difficult. Jesus gives us his strength to stay the course. He grants us the peace, the grace to encounter him more intimately, especially during this Lenten season. Today, let us pray for the grace to better listen to him so as to better follow him.